The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Pregame coverage, followed by your opening tip-off, is coming up right after these messages from our Care Radio Sports Booster.
We're Exchange Bank, your hometown community bank. We take pride in remaining a locally owned bank, keeping current with technology while maintaining our old-fashioned values. We still make our loan decisions locally. For your next car or mortgage loan, come visit one of our knowledgeable officers. You'll see we offer some of the best rates available. Stop in and see us. We can help you achieve your goals. Exchange Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Exchange Bank and Trust, community-minded, that's my bank.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison. On the air at 93.7 FM. Online at msconews.net. Click the Listen Live tab to connect with our entire family of radio stations.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
And with that, we welcome you to Winchester, Kansas. It's the site of this 2A high school basketball substate here in the state of Kansas. And it is semifinals on the boys' side tonight. We've got two great ones coming your way here this evening. The first one just about to get underway, as it'll be a couple of conference opponents, Valley Falls and Horton. Hello again, everybody. Joseph, our producer, engineer, and all-around take-care-of-it guy, back at the Gear Studio, running things. Tom Couch with you here courtside. We're going to come back here to Winchester. We're going to bring you starters, give you a little insight into the ball game, and it is SRO here tonight for game one. I don't know where the fans for game two are going to sit. They'll get it figured out, I'm sure. We'll be back with lots more and a couple of ball games right after this.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off-center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
All right, here we go in Winchester. Check it out. It's going to be the Class 2A substate. And let's take a look at the starters. First of all, for the Horton Chargers coming into the ball game tonight at 16-5. They start three seniors and two juniors with Dante Masqua, Luke McAfee, Shannon Becker, Cooper Wishrup, and Caden Smith. Under head coach Dave Lucy. For the Valley Falls Dragons and head coach Caleb Gansmeyer, his assistant Rodney Watson. Valley Falls coming into the game at 15-6. So how about that? 16-5 against 15-6. For Valley Falls, it is a young team, a senior, a junior, two sophomores and a freshman. Got Hayden Kearney and Damian Cervantes, Zach Evans, Colin Kearney, Flint Seymour. We're set to go and hope you enjoy it. By the way, just in case you're wondering, tonight's game is being brought to you by this station as advertisers of the member high schools of the Kansas State High School Activities Association. No rebroadcast in whole or in part may be made without the express written consent of Care Radio and the KSHSAA. With no time elapsed off the clock, we have our first controversy of the night. The ball went up in the tip, but the official didn't like how it was done. We're going to re-tip it again. So let's try that once more. It's up, it's tipped, and Horton's going to control it down. We are underway. Chargers with the basketball, working from right to left across your dial here in the opening half of this Class 2A substate. Game 2 coming up here in a little bit to see who's going to match up and defeat in the middle of the big man for Horton. Caden Smith up and in for two. So Chargers with the early lead. 7:40 to go in the opening quarter. Valley falls around to the left side. Here's a three. Launch. No. Rebound underneath Horton. Gannon Becker coming up with the basketball, and he'll bring it into the forecourt himself. Heels at the center circle. He'll skip it over to the left side. Valley Falls will start a little player defense. They work the perimeter, crossing from block to block, and now we're going to get an offensive foul underneath the goal. Officials walking over and having a chat with Luke McAfee. Luke's like, what did I do wrong? And the official very clearly explained to him, hey, this is what happened. And Valley Falls trailing 2-0. He's back up the floor. We're not quite a minute into the game. Here comes the ball around the right side. Zach, backdoor pass. Flint up and in for two. Seymour's first bucket of the game. And it is a 2-2 contest a minute in. Then you're going to have Luke McAfee bringing it up the floor. Out on top of the Horton, right side of the free throw line. Way up high is going to be Caden Smith. They'll lob it up between the circles to Luke. McAfee steals a glance over his left shoulder at head coach Losey. Have the ball left wing. And right now, they're just looking and working and trying to get to the big guy. They do, and the layup is missed. And the rebound tipped and tipped, and we're going to get a foul. The beautiful entry pass, but just didn't finish the shot. And trying to get the ball back, Dante Masqua will pick up his first foul. It'll be a team foul two by Horton. 6.5 to go in the first. In a time ball game, here comes Valley Falls. Working their way around to the right side. Valley's won his last five games. Here's a three. Cervantes hits the back of the rim with a long rebound. Horton. Wishrup comes up with a basketball and up before they come, a little skip pass over to the right side. Horton home team in the white with royal blue. Valley Falls in there traveling black with gold pipe letter and trim. Ball's going to be slapped out of bounds by Valley Falls. Chargers will be putting in play down to the baseline. 2 minutes into the game, and it's 2-2. Everybody in the place that you talk to expects this one to be very close so far. They're spot on. Here's a three from the right side. That's coming up a little bit short. Zach Evans coming down with a rebound, and he'll glide up the court, taking it over to the right side. Dumps it down to the baseline. Carney back out's going to come to Evans, and with the left hand, he'll dribble it up toward the top. Kick it up high. Gets it there to Hayden. Hayden Kearney back out on top to Colin. Hayden, top side, Cervantes three. Oh, didn't go. Rebound. Horton. Caden Smith. Here's the deal. For Horton, they've got two big, big guys. Big guys you're going to see at this level, certainly. Here's a feed over to the right block. Twisting and turning, trying to get a shot away. And there it goes. Up and rolls off the rim. No good. Caden Smith, Dante Masqua. Both of them are very big seniors. Caden Smith going 6'4". Here's it. Valley Falls shot missing. Dante Masqua going 6'4". And they're not just 6'4" and scrawny. They're 6'4" and big and wide across the shoulders and broad. And they take up some space. Still a 2-2 ball game. Teams have gone back and forth a little bit. Maybe some early game jitters. Another 15-foot jumper doesn't go in, and the ball tipped out. Valley coming up on the run. Down the right side, it's going to be kicked away and lost out of bounds. Off the hand of Horton, and we've got a player who is going full tilt, running into the wall, and Joseph, we're going to take a break. Time out of the court. We're at 4.5 to go in the opening quarter here in Winchester. It is Valley Falls and Horton tied at 2.
Dreaming of a vibrant, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care's six-step program makes it a reality. Tailored treatments in Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties. Customize your plan. Choose all six rounds or select what suits you. Call for a free estimate and ask about their prepaid discount. Your dream lawn is just a call away at Urban Lawn Care, where they nurture dreams into reality.
With you here in Winchester, Cannon Becker chasing that ball, trying to save it in play, just went headlong into the wall on the south end of the gymnasium, and took him a minute. You've got trainer Jeff over here giving him a little look-see, make sure he's okay. He's going to come out of the ball game, but it comes off under his own power. Seems to be pretty okay. Valley Falls is going to bring it in bounds, and we are back underway. It's a 2-2 ball game. Super low scoring here early on. Again, both teams, I think, battling a little early nerves. Here's the third three of the game. Won't go in for Cervantes. And back up court with the basketball. Horton into the forecourt. The lob out on top. Driving right. Power move. Shot is up. No, and a blocking foul will send it. Dante Mascua to the free throw line for a pair of free throws. The whistle is on Colin Carney. It'll be his first foul of the game. And at 4:20 to go in the opening quarter, Horton with an opportunity to retake the lead. They've led 2-0 right out of the gate. Horton has tied it up, or rather, Valley Falls has tied it up, and it's gone back and forth since. A lot of people to get this quiet as the first free throw kicks out for Dante. One more shot coming up for the 6'4" junior. 6'4" and 268. That's my estimation. Second free throw is good. Horton goes up 3-2. And back up with it. Here comes Valley Falls. Way up top side with the basketball. It's going to be Hayden Carney. Hayden goes left, brings it back on top, goes right to Cervantes. Now down to the baseline. The feet underneath, leaning way back and getting the shot up in it. That's a tough shot as it was caught well beneath the goal by Colin Carney, but he's able to finish it. And Valley Falls goes in front at 4-3. We're in the middle part of the opening quarter. Horton now with the basketball. And again, the many things you love about high school basketball, certainly the sub-state thrills are part of it. Here's a drop of the shoulder and a power move. Left-handed shot up and good. Mascua with three. And again, the lead changes hands. It's 5-4 Horton. 3:20 to go in the first. Valley Falls around the left side. The things you love, just the competition and the fans, and they aren't getting any more and any better fans than you're going to have here tonight. The ball's going to be slapped away, knocked out of bounds by the Chargers. Going to come back in again to Valley Falls. And nice to see returning to the floor, Gannon Becker. So Gannon back into the game. Seems to be okay, and Valley Falls is going to bring it in playing from their offensive end. The feed into the lane, off the right block. The shot in traffic goes up, and we're going to get a foul. It'll put Valley Falls on the free throw line. The whistle is going to be on Luke McAfee. And for Horton, there's a problem. Luke McAfee, the point guard on this team, he's an integral part of the offense. He's now picked up his second foul. Left-handed free throw, launched and hit. Colin Carney, his third point tonight. Tying the game at 5. 3:07 to go in the opening quarter. 5-5. One more shot coming up here for Colin. Flips it. Airborne, and his rim's out. No good. Horton coming down with a free basketball. They'll race it down the floor. Again, Mascua tries to back into the lane. Gets cut off there. Dumps it over to the right side. Now the feed underneath. Reverse layup. Rattles home for Cooper Wishrup. And it is 7-5 Horton. Shot from the outside. There's the first three of the game. It belongs to Valley Falls' Hayden Carney. 8-7. Chargers back in front. 2.5 to go in. What feels like it's pretty rapidly moving opening quarter here. Sub State basketball. Here's a little one-handed pass down to the baseline. Now, I think how big Sante Masma is. He took that ball, palmed it, like somebody like me would palm a tennis ball, and just throws it like a baseball down to the baseline. It's going to be knocked out of bounds, and Horton will bring it back in. 2:22 and running along in the opening quarter. Horton down one, way out on top, heels in a center circle. The ball's held by Gannon Becker. Looks over his shoulder, Coach Losey. Now to the baseline, running jump shot, up too strong, rebound, Hayden Kearney. Gonzalez bringing it up the floor, racing down the right side. Kicks it off on top, around to the left, down to the baseline, shot rejected. Down low by Masqua. And it's going to rather by Smith. Now the feed underneath the shot, off the window with the left hand, it's going to be up and good. And that bucket, Zach Evans' first point of the game, but we're going to get a timeout. Let's do it. Joseph taking the first break of the ball game at a minute 51 to go in the opening quarter. It is Valley Falls 10, Horton 7.
One might expect Taco John's to compare our new Alaska Flounder Fish Tacos to those other drive-thru fish options. But frankly, we have better fish to fry. Wild-caught Alaska flounder. Tender, flaky flounder, lightly battered, and topped with fresh pico de gallo and savory new fiesta sauce. Yep, with two for only $7, these fish tacos are in a sea of their own. Get two Alaska flounder fish tacos for just $7. Only for a limited time at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download our app, earn free food.
Here in Horton, Kansas, quickly in the inbound play. The shot goes up, and it is good for Masqua. He's already got 5 points in his opening quarter, and he's drawn Horton back to within one at 10-9. With only a minute and a half to go in the first, Valley works around the right side. Here's another three, and it's up a good Cervantes' first three of the game. 13-9, Valley Falls. Pass comes in the middle to Smith, and we'll get a foul. The foul is on Flint. So Flint Seymour collecting his first. Team foul two by Valley Falls in the opening quarter. 72 seconds left in the first. Horton putting the ball in play out in front of the Valley Falls bench and dribbling it up toward top side is going to be Gannon Becker. Neither of these teams has gone to the bench much early on. One quick substitution in for Horton while Gannon Becker was being checked out. And Gannon is right back in. Horton will work the perimeter. Now they lob to the big guys. Pass batted away. Saved again by Horton. Pass again into the middle. Batted away. And this time it's going to go out of bounds. And it'll be touchdowns by Caden Smith. Right now, the Horton game plan, relatively apparent. Okay, you work the ball around the outside. You let the two big guys. They're going from block to block, crossing the lane, going into the opposite blocks. Here's a three, short, and a long rebound pulled out by Gannon Becker. Gannon Becker, here comes Horton. Half a minute to go in the opening quarter. It is a 13-9 Valley Falls lead. Skip pass over to the left side. Wishrup will take it, right side of the free throw line. Back off on top, Gannon. He'll go all the way around the horn to the left, brings it back to the right, keeps the dribble alive. Now between the legs, kicks it over to Masqua. Off the left block, right hand, hooked up, money. Dante is red hot here in the opening quarter, and it's 13-11. 10 seconds to go in the first. Valley's going to have to step it up. 5 seconds. Back over to the left with four. Little side-to-side step. The shot with the defender in his face off the mark, and it's the end of one. Outstanding opening quarter of basketball, and it's a close one here in Winchester, Kansas. We'll be back at the end of the first. It is Valley Falls 13, Horton 11.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Let's not take one of the great basketball tacticians to see the almost polar differences between these two teams. Valley Falls sprints it around. Everybody scores. Everybody touches the ball. Valley Falls, all five starters have scored. Damian Cervantes, Colin Kearney, Hayden Kearney, three apiece, two each for Zach Evans and Flint Seymour. Balanced. Everybody scores. For Horton, you go to the two big guys, the two big 6 foot 4 inch offensive lineman size guys, where Dante Masqua has seven. Caden Smith with two and Cooper Wishrop with the other two. Here's the Valley Falls running layup. It's up and not good. Rebounding it down is going to be Horton Chargers. Coming up with the basketball, trying to go by a pair. Just underway in the second quarter here in Winchester. Ball way around to the left side with it. Horton has come into the game in the second quarter now with Jackson Moman. Now they bring it out on top, slowing it way, way down. Little lob underneath, and the big guy leans and shoots, and Masqua at 9 points now. Valley Falls has no answer for his size. Here's a three, up and no, and on the carom, it hits the support cable. It's going to come back in again to Valley Falls. The game tied at 13, and up with it will come Horton. For a minute gone in the second quarter, Gannon Becker, with everybody on the other end of the floor, other nine guys are down there. He brings it up all by himself, crosses at the center. Masqua flashes to the top. Now he's at the free throw line on the floor. Once crashes into, drops the shoulder, just runs through his defender. And that's a big call because for Dante, it'll be personal foul number two and the first foul of the second quarter by either team. 6:48 to go. Coach Lucy talking to the official. He doesn't like the call much. It was very dramatic. His bodies went flying. And now we're going to get a travel by Valley Falls on the other end of the floor. Back it'll come to Horton. It's still a 13-13 ball game. Horton going to the bench, and they're going to bring in another big guy. Big as Dante is out of the floor. Chandler Newman is another 6'4" senior for Horton. So Chandler, another big guy. The feed's going to come into Smith. Turns and shoots. Won't get it. Follow shot. Up and in. And as quickly as he comes into the game, a bucket up and good for Chandler Newman. It is 15-13 Horton. 2 minutes into the second quarter. Another Valley Falls three. No. For Valley Falls, the long shot's got to go in. For them to be successful, they got to shoot from the outside and then get that defense to open up a little bit. And the ball's going to be knocked away by Zach Evans. The jailbreak layup, good for two. And he ties the game at 15. That was a great defensive play and a great finish. Valley Falls is going to take a timeout after that bucket. Joseph, we're going to take a break. Time out of the corner at a 5:48 mark of the opening half here in Winchester. Class 2A, Sub-State semifinals for the boys. It is Valley Falls 15, Horton 15.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
On the line here is the winner of this one is going to move on tomorrow night to play in the championship game of the JCN Substate and a right to go to the Wireless Arena in Dodge City, Kansas. You know where it's at, right on the corner of Wyatt Earp and the 50 bypass? Well, that's the plan for one of these teams. And as Horton comes up the floor, we're going to have a travel up topside. 5:44 to go. First half. And the winner of this one will play the winner of our next game coming up here on Care Radio with an anticipated 7:30 tip-off. And it should be another very, very good one. Going to have the shot from the top of Morehelm Mount Academy. It's going to be up against the host team, Jefferson County North. Valley Falls shot is up and missing it again. Horton up court with it. Valley Falls not shooting really, really well from the perimeter in the early going. 15-footers, no good. And a rebound back to Valley. They're going to take it the other way. Out on top, thinking about the long shot, now driving into the lane, and we're going to get another travel. The officials are calling this very closely, and I would speculate that some of the officials over the course of the year have not called that travel like this, and you end up conditioning players to maybe get that extra step or get that foot lifted up a little too quickly. Now you come into the postseason, and that's not how it gets called, and it can be problematic for some athletes, some teams. 5 minutes to go in the opening half, 15-15 ball game. Horton in control of the basketball. Not a ton of fouls in this one. So far, one in the second quarter on the two combined teams. The shot goes up and missed, but the following shot is up and good. And Caden Smith, his 4 points. 17-15, Horton again up by a pair with 4.5 to go in the first half. Skip pass into the lane. In traffic, the feed to the baseline. The shot up, no. Rebound. It's going to be pulled down by Zach. Evans takes it down to the baseline to Kearney. Backing away with it is going to be Collin. Comes out on top. Gets it there to Hayden. Hayden returns it over to Damian Cervantes. Back over to Hayden, right side. Back to the left. Comes to the top of the key. Swings it around the perimeter. And right now, Valley Falls moving the ball very, very briskly. They're going to get that open shot on the outside. Now the skip pass out on top is going to be stolen by Gannon Becker. Horton coming up with a steal, and the Chargers are back into the forecourt. We are at the midpoint of the second quarter. 17-15, Chargers in front of the Dragons. On the floor one time, pass comes out on top to Caden Smith. The big guy flashes to the top. Now they'll kick it over to the top where we've got Cooper Strube in the game. To bounce to Coop, back to 14-foot shot, out, no good, rebound, big guy, shot blocked. Rebound, Horton, follow shot, no. Rebound, pulled down by Valley Falls. Horton getting 3 shots inside 8 feet, unable to capitalize, and the Dragons are going to bring it back up the floor. 3:20 to play in the opening half. Into the lane, twisting, turning, the shot is up. There's a foul. Where did the foul occur, and is there a continuation? The foul is on 54. There is no continuation. So Chandler Newman, first foul. It'd be Horton team foul two of the second quarter. Valley Falls has not committed a second quarter foul yet. And the Dragons have it in at their offensive end. Having trouble getting it in. We'll ultimately take it over to the baseline right. Get it there to Flint. Seymour hands it back to Cervantes. Swings it back over to the right side to Collin. Collin on the right side of the lane in some trouble. Lobs it back off on top. Zach Evans. Remember, no shot clock. They can take all the time they want to take. Now, we may not be able to say that next season, but right now that's the case. Here's a running shot. Left-handed shot is up. No good. A whistle, a foul, and 2 free throws. Officials coming over the scorer's table, asking the checking in player to get down. Here we go. The foul is on Horton's number 54, and that'll be the second by Chandler Newman. And a pair of free throws, the first of which will not go in. One more shot coming up for Collin Kearney. Collin has 3 points in the ballgame, and this second quarter has not seen a lot of points. Valley Falls, at 2:55 to go in the half, has scored 2 points in the second quarter. Horton has scored 6 and has come from behind to take this 2-point lead. Second free throw is good. And Collin is 2 of 4 at the free throw line with 4 points tonight. And the upcourt pass by Horton is just a little too hard, a little too fast, and out of reach. Goes out of bounds. Valley Falls is going to be putting it in play from deep in the backcourt. 17-16, Chargers out front. And we're 2:50 to go here in the second. Horton is going to drop back. I see the Chargers at home, and I have to think JCN. Here's a 13-footer. Valley Falls, it rims out. And the Dragons continue to have shooting woes in the second quarter. Skip pass over to the left block. The pass comes back off on top to Becker. He'll lob it down to the baseline. Reaching up high to try to save it. Smith, and it's going to be stolen away by Cervantes. Here comes Valley Falls. Dillon goes left side. Flint cuts into the lane. Hook pass right side. Off on top. and that's going to be Zach with it. He'll go right, push it to the baseline, Flint. Again to Evans. 2 minutes to play in the half. Evans skips it off on top. Around to the left, it's going to go to Haney. Back to Flint. Seymour on top to Evans. Again to Flint. He's alone. It's three, and it's very short. And a rebound cleared away by Horton. Trent Lockwood with the board. And as he does, he'd strip up Gannon Benker into the forecourt. Now, you got to understand, Horton has been without the service of Luke McAfee for a long time. He picked up two quick fouls in the early going of the opening quarter. So their starting one is on the bench, and they're doing okay with him still on the bench. We're going to get another substitution into the game for Horton. This time it's going to be Kavion Capella. Minute and a half to go in the first half. 17-16. Horton with the basketball and the single-digit lead. Kavion has it. Now the feed, left side, running shot, nicely done. That was a pretty play. Gannon Becker picked up his first point of the night. And it is 19-16. Horton in front. 1:11 to go in the half. You ask yourself, well, these two teams in the same conference, right? You know, they played one another. In fact, they played two times this season. And we're going to get a blocking foul away from the basketball. 1 minute to go in the opening quarter. First time these two teams played was the first game of the year, 5th of December. Horton won it 60-41. Then on Groundhog Day, Valley Falls wins 52-40. So neither team game was very close. They were both double-digit wins. Each team winning at home in this season pairing. So let's see what happens here on the neutral court in Substate. 19-16, Valley Falls right side. Here's another three launch, and it's way too strong. Rebounding it down, Horton catching it on the fly. Back up the floor. Chargers, 26, 25 seconds left. Horton looking like they're going to take a lead into the locker room. The question is, what's that lead going to be? They're up three right now. 19 seconds to go in the half. Over to the right side, Trent Lockwood. Off on top to Cooper Wishrup. Coop hands it back out on top. The drive to the left. The ball breaks loose. Here comes Valley. Driving it down, Cervantes. Into the lane. Goes up. Gets fouled with 2 seconds left. Damian will get a couple of free throws. The foul is on Trent Lockwood. It'll be his first. It'll be Horton team foul 5. That's going to be relatively immaterial as there are 2.4 seconds to go in the half. The front free throw in and out won't go for Cervantes. And we continue to have very low scoring for Valley in the second quarter. They have 3 second-quarter points. Dragons are going to bring Grant Meyer into the game. Second free throw, Cervantes bounces, it goes in. And the ball in the three-quarter court, shot at the buzzer, hits the backboard, but does not go down, and it's halftime in Winchester. Game one of the night in the boys' sub-state semifinals in the JCN tournament. The score, Horton 19, Valley Falls 17. We'll be back to summarize it right after this.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Oh, the two teams to the next game out of the court warming up. It should be a great one as well. And they're going to have to be, this has got to be pretty good to be better than what we've got right here. A 2-point game at halftime, 19-17. Horton out in front. A quick recap of the first half scoring. First of all, four, Valley Falls. 4 points, Damian Cervantes. Four, Zach Evans. Four for Colin Kearney. Hayden Kearney with 3 and 2 for Flint Seymour. For Horton, even though he sat on the bench a lot in the second quarter with a little foul trouble, Dante Masqua still leads the way with 9. It drops pretty dramatically then to Caden Smith's 4 and 2 each. Gannon Becker, Cooper Wishrup, and Chandler Newman. Fouls have been the issue, and the problem so far for Horton is they've got Masqua and McAfee and Newman, each with 2. Valley Falls, no player, only a couple of guys with 1 foul, no player with more than 1. Valley Falls, only putting 4 points on the board in the second quarter, and yet they go to the locker room down by only 2. Second half's going to be great, and again, it will be JCN, MHMA, and game 2. Don't go away. Great night of high school hoops here on K Radio. But with that said, we're going to take a break. It's halftime of game 1 with the intermission score. Horton 19, Valley Falls 17. We're kicking it back to our man Joseph at a Care Sports Studio. He's got a Let's Get March Underway halftime.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of soother feeds, protein tubs, and mineral on hand, and delivery service for their mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing and delivery. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms, growing success.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays, and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. Taking a look at the Care Country sports calendar, we've got basketball again for you tonight. At 6 and 7:30, we will have the championship games from the JCN Substates. Tonight, we've got scoreboard show following this evening. The scoreboard show is where we discuss the local scores and actual analysis of the basketball games. The state championships tomorrow, start at 5 and 6:30. 5:30 and 6:30 tomorrow evening, we'll start our state championships. I'll be back in just a moment.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for all of your health care needs. Have an illness late at night or on the weekend? Come visit FW Houston's 24/7 walk-in clinic. Call us today at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
No matter where your home field is, DynaGrow Seed is at home on any acre. With a proven track record for consistent performance year after year, DynaGrow delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a team who understands your land with the right seed that is designed to thrive in your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrien Ag Solutions or visit DynaGrowSeed.com to learn more.
Taking a look around the area, we've got at halftime the Frankfort girls leading Washington County 30-12. In the Jeff West Hiawatha girls basketball game, right now Jeff West and Hiawatha have 18 seconds left in the half. The Tigers are up by 10, 25-17. In the Hiawatha girls basketball game against Jeff West, right now at the half, it's the Jeff West Cobras currently trailing 12 to the Sacred. I'm sorry. I think I already gave that score. It was the Cobras and the Knights and the Jeff West, or Jackson Heights versus Sacred Heart boys basketball game. And at the half, it was the Knights of Sacred Heart up 23 to the Cobras 12. I'll be back in just a moment.
Your latest local news, both on the air and online at msenews.net. I'm Brian Hagan, inviting you to stay up to date both on the air and online with MSC Radio News. We start every weekday with a recap of the hottest stories impacting your life at 6 o'clock, then follow that up with major newscasts at 7 and 8. That leads up to our noon hour report. We close out the day with our evening report at 5 o'clock. Late-breaking news is also found online anytime around the clock at msenews.net. We are your only source for local daily news. We are msenews.net.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows dip down to about 34 tonight under partly cloudy skies, southerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly sunny skies tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 72. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 55. A blend of clouds and sun and dry, Sunday and Monday, upper 70s, Sunday, low 70s by Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 50 degrees in Atchison. It feels like 47 out there. Winds out of the south at 9 miles per hour. Relative humidity, 55%. The dew point is 35 degrees Fahrenheit. And the barometric pressure holding steady at 29.93 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom Kautz courtside in just a moment.
We're Exchange Bank, your hometown community bank. We take pride in remaining a locally owned bank, keeping current with technology while maintaining our old-fashioned values. We still make our loan decisions locally. For your next car or mortgage loan, come visit one of our knowledgeable officers. You'll see we offer some of the best rates available. Stop in and see us. We can help you achieve your goals. Exchange Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Exchange Bank and Trust, community-minded, that's my bank.
Here 93.7 is your local sports authority. Not only can you hear sports broadcasts as they happen, but you can also re-listen to the games on mscsports.net. Once you're there, point to the audio tab and click Game Broadcasts to get connected to the game you want to hear. Here 93.7, your local sports authority.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gymnasium for second half coverage of your feature game.
And as quickly as we come back and welcome you to Winchester, Kansas, Horton does what Horton does. Gets the ball in the middle of Dante Masqua. He will rotate, turn, shoot, score. Picking up his 11th point to the ball game and making it a 4-point. Horton lead right out of the gate in the second half. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph, producing and engineering, doing a fantastic job with a halftime. He always does that. 3-point shot, Cervantes coming up short, and a rebound tipped away, and it'll be controlled down by Horton. Chargers up, running, shot, no, and the rebound is on the floor, and we're going to get a Horton timeout. Just right out of the gate. Let's just take this timeout, and we'll get all of our words going in the right direction. Timeout of the quarter, 7:13 to go in the third quarter. It is Horton Chargers 21, the Valley Falls Dragons 17.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Horton Chargers coming out of the timeout, bring the ball in play, and they get up a shot that doesn't go, and the rebound results in a jump ball. It'll be Valley Falls basketball at 7:05 to go in the third quarter. 21-17, Horton in front. Welcome back, everybody, to crowd. I thought I couldn't get any more people in. Well, now the gym is jammed. The hallways are full. Probably lined up out of the parking lot, and they should be because there are four great teams here tonight. Valley Falls goes into the lane, rotates, falling away. The jump shot is going to be up a good back. Evans picking up his sixth point of the ball game. It is 21-19. 6:40 to go in the third quarter. Second game tonight, continuing to promote that, is, and probably don't even have to. This is going to be another really good one. Chase Dean and MHMA. Left side of the lane for Horton. With the ball, it's going to be Caden Smith. He'll rotate, turn to it, and get it. Half a dozen for Caden. 23-19, and Horton is doing what they do best, and that is smart basketball as they go into the middle. And now, Donny Fox is going to turn it over. Up the floor with it, down the right side. Going to be Gannon Becker. Gannon looking in. What's the big guy? But the pass is going to be just a little bit out of it. Dante's reach, and it will come back to Valley Falls. Dragons putting it in play from deep in the backcourt. We are at 6 to go in the third quarter. 23-19. Horton out front. Cross, it goes over to the right side. It's going to be Flint Seymour. Dribbles a couple of times. Cervantes, the left-hand dribble, goes all the way to the top. Luke McAfee back out on the floor, suffering those two early fouls, and he had to get some bench time. And now the ball's going to be knocked away, picked up by the Chargers down the floor, crashing in as a travel. That's what they're going to call. Huge, big, long steps by Cooper Wishrup. And back to the Dragons, it will come. They'll bring their play from the near side and into the forecourt. 5.5 to go in the third quarter. Stopping up top side with it. That's going to be Hayden Kearney driving in. One-handed runner, Zach Evans, two more. Zach having another big game. He's at 8 points now and leads Valley Falls in scoring. It is a one-possession game at 23-21. The feed down to the baseline, and again the pass just a little too long, and Dante Masmon not able to quite reach. Back it comes to Valley Falls. Chargers bring it up. Working over to the left side. Here's Zach. He's been hot. Starts to drive in. Backs away. Keeps the dribble alive. Now takes it on the right side of the lane. Spins counterclockwise. Bounces it over to the block. It'll come back off on top. For a moment, Hayden thought about the three, then doesn't. Goes into the lane. And prior to the shot, we've got a whistle. Let's see what it's going to be all about. Fisher coming over to the near side. We're going to have an foul on Dante. And he has picked up his third foul of the game. And comes out of the game kind of shaking his head a little bit. Seems very disappointed. And for Horton fans, the runner got it. We're tied. Zach Evans with 6 points in the third quarter. Matter of fact, he's got all of the Valley Falls scoring in the third quarter. And it's 23-23. 4:40 to go. Third quarter. Here's a running shot. It is up. It is good. And Cooper Wishrop takes those long, loping steps as he moves into the lane. Valley back on top, down two. And look at this. We're going to see his zone defense. Haven't really seen that. feed to the left side. Pivot with the right foot. Zach drives it out on top. Dragons with the basketball looking into the eyes of a 2-3 Horton zone. Back out on top is going to be Hayden to Zach Evans. Midpoint of the third quarter. Again, three. It's in there. Hayden Kearney's second three of the ball game. And Valley Falls has gone in front, 26-23. 3:47 left, third quarter. The drive baseline, the shot off the window was no good. And a rebound called, pulled down by Hayden Kearney. He brings it up the floor himself. Kicked it.
We're fading in and out just a little bit with Tom, but we will be staying with Tom. I'm sorry for this. We're working on it as we speak, but Tom is still connected. We just fade in and out just a little bit.
Don't know what to tell you about that, Joseph. We'll move a few things around here and see if we can't make it better. 3:11 to go in the third quarter. Here's a three from the left. Step no good. Rebounding back down is going to be Horton. And the Valley Falls lead is at 26-25. Now it's going to be stolen back, and it's taken back again by Horton. The upcourt pass left out of bounds. It'll be Charger basketball. 26-25. Valley Falls by one. End of the game for Horton. We're going to get Cooper Struby. And the ball will be brought in play. Midpoint of the far sideline in the forecourt. And up with it, it'll be Gannon Becker. Gannon goes over to the right side to Struby. Now out at the high post, Caden Smith brings it back left side. McAfee goes three to wide to the right side. It's going to go out of bounds, and it'll be Valley Falls basketball. So Valley Falls is going to be putting it back in play from the backcourt, leading by one, 26-25, 2:40 to go in the third quarter. Neither team has been able to put together more than a four-point lead. And as the ball's up top side of Flint Seymour, reaching in, Luke McAfee picks up foul number three. And it'll be Horton's second third quarter foul. Valley Falls is not fouled yet in the third. From the scorer's table, no, in front of his own bench is where they're going to put it in now. So right in front of his own bench, it'll be the freshman, Damian Cervantes, with the inbound pass slapped away and knocked out of bounds by McAfee. So Luke will stay in the game. And officials get everything set, and we're back at it again. Joseph, you could text me up. Let me know if there's any further issues. See if we've been able to improve any kind of problem that we're having here with 2:20 to go in the third quarter. It's a one-point game. This thing's been fantastic. Drive it down the right side of the lane against two defenders. Falling away, the shot is up, and there's going to be a foul against Horton. The shot went well over the cylinder, but it is going to be attributed to the foul committed by Caden Smith. That will be Caden's first foul of the game. And for Horton now, team foul three in the third, and still Valley Falls with no second-half fouls. The free throw, perfect. Hayden Kearney adds to his 6 points with a free throw. He's had a couple of threes, one in the first and one in the third. That was his seventh. That is his 8th point. It is now 28-25. Valley Falls at 2:12 to go in the third quarter. Cooper Struby has it up top side. Swings it over to Gannon Becker. Becker goes right side to Smith. Caden out on top. An uncontested three is up and wide right, and the rebound is going to be dived for and then lost out of bounds. It'll be Valley Falls basketball from the right-hand corner. A minute to go in the third. Valley with the basketball by three. Valley's largest lead of the game. And the largest lead by either team has been 4. Valley led to 13-9. Horton led 23-19. And right now it's a 3-point lead for the Dragons as they come up the court. Over to the left side, that's going to be Evans, and he catches the ball and He was a little off balance, took a little step, kind of stumbling sideways, and we'll turn it over with the traveler, Horton. With a minute 42 to go in the third, he's going to put Dante Mescal back in the game with those three fouls. They got to ride the big guy. He has been their offense. He's got 11 of their 25 points. Out on top, Caden Smith. Big guy flashed to the top for a moment. Now they'll cut it over to Becker. Becker with the right-hand dribble to the top. Back it'll come to McAfee. He'll cross over and back his way all the way to the center circle. And Horton's going to reset with a minute 20 to go in the third. Now McAfee deep in the left corner. He wants the basketball. Instead, he's going to take it to Smith. Smith in the lane. Do we get a foul? We do. It's going to be on Valley Falls. No one for Valley Falls is anywhere near the size of Masqua or Smith. This foul is going to be the second of the game by the Dragons, Clint Seymour, and it'll be the first Valley Falls foul on the third quarter with a minute 15 to play. Horton looks to bring it in, and Tom signed with it. They're going to go. Wishrup back out to Smith, over to the right side. That three looks good. It is. Big three-point shot knocked down by Gannon Becker. That is the first three tonight for Horton. And we're tied again at 28. 1 minute to go in the third. Valley with the basketball. Way up top side. Got Hayden Kearney. He'll pull up his dribble. Little jump pass to the left. Back out of top. It'll come to him. Kearney. Right side to Cervantes. The defense has come way out and stretched out. Now the feed underneath the shot misses. An offensive rebound by Valley Falls. And they move it back around to the left side and off on top, bumping, shoving, pushing, no foul called. Little behind-the-back pass is going to come out to near midcourt, 20 seconds to go in the third. 28-28 ball game. Every point is huge, and now we're going to get an offensive foul called and an illegal screen set. So Valley Falls is going to be turning it back over on the offensive foul by Colin Kearney. Colin comes out of the game, and Grant Meyer back on the floor for Valley Falls. 17 seconds left in the third quarter, tied at 28. It's a low-scoring, close game. Call's going to be batted away from Wishrup. Are they going to call a foul here? They are on Cervantes. First for Damian. Team fouls are now even at three apiece with 12 seconds to go in the third quarter. Horton brings it in. Left side, McAfee. Lucas not scored tonight, but he'll pull up from 15. Doesn't get it. Rebound, Caden Smith. Over to the left side. The long two. Missed. Rebound is on the floor. Running around as the quarter ends. We're going to the fourth in this Class 2A semifinal on the boys' side. Can't get any more exciting than this. It's Horton 28. Valley Falls 28.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off-center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
If you like really, really close basketball games, this one's for you. If you like postseason playoff pressure, this one's for you. If you like seeing teams that are just absolutely polar opposites in their style of basketball, this game's for you. Welcome back, everybody, to Jefferson County North High School in Winchester, Kansas, where we go to the fourth quarter. Valley Falls and Horton tied at 28. Joseph's our producer and engineer tonight. Tom Couch with you here courtside. We're set to go. Possession arrow. Chargers will have it. And here comes Horton to begin the fourth quarter. What a great game. And the next one's going to be absolutely as good for Hellmount Academy in Jefferson County North in game number two tonight. Here's a feed underneath. Caden Smith will take it off the left block. Turn. One-handed shot is up and no good. The rebound is on the floor. Dove on. Jump ball called. And it will belong to Valley Falls. Valley Falls, a 15-16. Horton is a 16-5 team. Each team has won against the other at their home court. And playing on the neutral site tonight here in the sub-state, it is what we really thought it might be. Here's a drive into the lane, falling away. The pass comes back out on top. Bonifaz is going to reset the offense. Zach Evans goes left side. Cervantes, three, off the rim, and then it's off the rim and hits the top and goes over the backboard. It'll come back in again to Horton. 7:23 to play. Walking it up the floor for the Chargers is going to be Cannon Becker. Cannon will swing it left side. Wishrup. Coop looks inside. No room there. Back out of top, Caden Smith. Here's Luke McAfee. Wishrup, McAfee. Tally Falls is going to stay in his player defense. Here's a pass underneath. It's going to be stolen by Carney. What a great job of leaping high in the air, stealing it away. Now, Valley, fast break down the court. Kicks it over to the left side. Cervantes handles it. Comes back off on top. Hayden Kearney into the right corner. Goes to Flint. Back now to Zach. Evans drives into the lane. In trouble. Skips it over to the right side. Hayden falling away. Puts the shot up in the end somehow. That was such a flat shot, and Hayden Kearney made it count. He's got 10. And it's 30-28 Valley Falls, 6.5 to go. Caden Smith, top of the key, hands it over to McAfee and Luke. Little left-hand dribble. Again, Horton, a very experienced team. Three seniors, two juniors. Valley Falls much younger. A senior, a junior, two sophomores, and a freshman. A couple of coaches who know their way around the gym. Here's a driving layup, baseline right. It's up and good, and McAfee's on the board for the first time tonight. And we're tied again at 30. 6 minutes to play. David Losey for Horton, Caleb Katzmeyer for Valley Falls have both been on those sidelines for a lot of years. Valley back up the floor with it. Over to the right side. See, it's trying to look for things. Okay, maybe something that's going to be the key to a game. Here's a three from the left side, coming up short. And a rebound. Valley Falls had it, lost it. Now it's on the floor. And still being fought for. Somehow Valley Falls is going to secure the basketball away. The feed into the lane. There's a charge. Or no, is that going to be a block? Let me let the official make the call. It is a charge. And for Valley Falls, Colin Kearney, foul number three. First foul of the fourth quarter by either team belongs to the Dragons. And we're down to 5.5 minutes to go in the ballgame. 30-30, Horton up the court. They'll dump it right side. Wishrup comes out on top. Masqua is back in the game. They need those big guys to score, and there's one of them off the left block. It's going to be Caden Smith, his 8th point. Horton goes in front, 32-30, and there are now 5 minutes to play. Chargers once more settle into the 2-3 zone, basically daring Valley Falls to shoot him out of it. And for Valley Falls, they kind of like that. They're a very capable perimeter shooting team. Here's a three. It does not go in. Horton coming out with a rebound. Luke McAfee sweeps it down, then brings it up the floor. And for the Chargers, you can get really, really patient now with 4.5 to go in the ballgame, leading it by 2. Masqua has it. Top of the key. Peach White blocks Smith. Two more off on the right side. And a plus one. Wow, Caden Smith put on a nice move. Picks up his 10th point of the game. And before the free throw, we're going to get a Valley Falls timeout. Joseph, a break if you'd be so kind. With still a long way to go. 4 minutes and 30 seconds of play in this semifinal game. It's Horton 34, Valley Falls 30.
It's a great day at Urban Lawn Care. It's also a great day to rid your home or business of ants, bugs, mice, or other pesky invaders. Urban Lawn Care is licensed and insured to provide pest control and extermination, as well as termite inspections and treatment programs. Call Urban Lawn Care today at 913-367-4478 in Atchison. Urban Lawn Care, ensuring your space stays pest-free.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Back with it here in Jefferson County North High School Gymnasium in Winchester, Kansas, where with 4 minutes and 30 seconds to go in this first game of ours, two semifinal games tonight, the Horton Chargers have come from two down in the fourth quarter to 4-point lead and a free throw still coming up for big guy Caden Smith. Takes his time, launches it, drains it. That was perfect shot. Caden Smith now 5 points in the fourth quarter, has 11 tonight. It is 35-30. Valley Falls, still lots of time. Going to have to, though, be economical with their possessions. And as the pass comes out on top, Jenin to slap it away. Gannon Becker collects the foul. It'll be his first and Horton's first of the fourth quarter. Cervantes is going to bring it in from in front of the Dragon bench. We're at 4:15 to play in the game. Here's Flint Seymour. Back out to Hayden. He'll go for 15. Nope. Rebound. Save by the Dragons deep in the corner. Valley Falls skips down to the right block. Across the baseline. Little reverse layup. In and out, no. Rebound to Horton. Chargers with the basketball, leading it by 5 and 3:50 to go. Coach Gansmeyer on his feet, telling his team now to step out defensively. Pursue the ball a little further away from the rim. Again, Caden Smith is going to have it on top. Looks it over to the right side. Goes there to Wishrop, and his pass in the middle is stolen. Valley Falls in it. Alert play by Colin Kearney, coming up with a steal. 3-point shot, way wide right. And rebound, hauled back down again by Valley Falls. Or by Horton, and Valley Falls continues to struggle to score from the perimeter. Around to the right side. Horton feeds. Smith, is he in? Another one, he does. Again, Smith only from the right side, not from the left, but he comes around the right, shoots it with the right, and now he has 7 1/4 and 13 in the game. It is a 7-point Horton lead. Huge possession for Valley Falls. They can't come away with empties. We're 3 minutes to play. Dragons right side. Cervantes comes back out on top. There's Zach with it. Back to Cervantes. Into the lane. Turns it over to freshman. Gives it back up to Valley Falls and the Dragons. Back on defense. Here comes Horton. But 2.5 to play. Skip pass over to the right side. Chargers are going to have it knocked out of bounds right in front of their bench, and they'll put it in play from there. 2.5 minutes to go. Horton in a good spot, leading by 7 and in possession of the basketball as Luke McAfee will inbound into the backcourt to Gannon Becker. Gannon goes left, plays off the screen by Caden Smith. Caden has really stepped up big in this one. Early in the game, it was Dante Masquant. Late in the game, it's been Caden Smith. The two big guys have been pivotal for Horton. And there's an offensive foul on top by Gannon. Gannon dropping his head and leaning over the shoulder and pushing into his defender, trying to create some space. Back, it's going to come to Valley Falls with only 2:14 left. Valley Falls and Hammer Hayden Kearney. Goes into the lane, feeds back door, Seymour shot, nope. Follow shot, yes. From the left side, the bucket is good by Colin Kearney, and we're going to get a Valley Falls timeout. Taking the break here in Winchester. Still 2:01 to play in game one. It is Horton 37, Valley Falls 32.
One might expect Taco John's to compare our new Alaska Flounder Fish Tacos to those other drive-thru fish options. But frankly, we have better fish to fry. Wild-caught Alaska flounder, tender, flaky flounder, lightly battered, and topped with fresh pico de gallo and savory new fiesta sauce. Yep, with 2 for only $7, these fish tacos are in a sea of their own. Get 2 Alaska flounder fish tacos for just $7, only for limited time at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download our app, earn free food.
Horton put in the ball and plays are deep in their backcourt with 2:01 and now 2 minutes of play as it comes into the court and drive it up the floor. The ball is going to be lost out of bounds. It's going to come back, isn't it? Or is there going to be a foul? They're going to call a foul. The foul is going to be on Valley Falls. It'll be the first of the night by Zach Evans. Team foul two of the fourth quarter for the Dragons. Horton will put it in into the backcourt. And Becker will bring it up. 1:50 to play in the game. The Valley defense is going to have to start taking a few risks now, trailing by 5. Here's a pass out on top. Masqua dishes it left side. Top side is Smith. And there's a little reach across and the foul by Gannon. No, the foul is going to be by Collin. Collin's fourth foul. Does he stay in the game or does Coach Gansmeyer take him out for just a moment? Yeah, he's going to come out for, I suspect, a brief period. And Valley Falls is going to put Grant Meyer in. Grant, another one of those young guys, only a sophomore. And that's over and back. It's going to be Valley Falls basketball. That was an error on the inbound. The ball was thrown in from here in the forecourt into the back, and it was caught in midair. And it's going to come back to Valley Falls, so a break for the Dragons. See if they can capitalize on the opportunity with 1.5 left. The pass in the middle, they do not. They try to pass into traffic, and it's stolen by Horton. Here come the Chargers with 1:25 to go, leading it by 5, and a quick foul, Cervantes. Damien's second. And that will put Horton to the free throw line, as they'll be into the bonus now with team foul 5. And coming to the line is going to be Cooper Wishrup. Cooper's got only 4 points in the game. He had a 2-point shot in the opening quarter, another one in the third. His first free throw tonight hits the back, kicks away. No good. One more shot coming up for another one of the tall Horton seniors, 6'3", Cooper Wishrup. Second free throw, perfect. It is now 38-32, and we're down to 1:20 to play. Valley Falls up top side, and here's Hayden Kearney with it. Gets it to Zach. Zach bounces it off the side of his foot, and it's going to be Valley Falls turnover. Horton flies up the court and reaching in, picking up that foul. Somebody had to do it, and this time it's going to be Hayden Kearney. Hayden is the best candidate for Valley Falls to pick up a foul, as that is only his first tonight. And they're going to send Horton to the free throw line, Gannon Becker. Gannon's a really good shooter, has 5 points tonight, a 2 and a 3, and his first free throw is short. Dragons with one more free throw. Or rather, the Chargers, one more free throw. Dragons trail by 6. 1:04 to go. Second free throw. It is airborne. Perfect. So Becker collects his 6th point of the ball game. With 1 minute to go, it is a 39-32 game. 3-point shot. Way off the mark. Rebound underneath. Up and in at +1. So the shot goes up. The bucket. And the foul on Smith for Horton, and an opportunity here for Zach Evans to add one more for his team. That is his 12th point of the game. And a look at number 13. And we're at 56 seconds to go. It is 39-34. If you're a basketball fan, you know 56 seconds could take a while to play. The free throw is in. It's now 39-35, a 4-point game. We're in the last minute, and as the ball comes to midcourt, we will have a foul called on Valley Falls' Grant Meyer. And back to the free throw line. Here comes Horton. You can tell also that Valley Falls is being specific with regard to who they foul yet. Gannon Becker's up there. This free throw, no good. Sometimes late in the game, if the ball is in the hands of a good shooter, you have no option. You have to pick, you have to commit that foul, and you don't have an option to select a little bit. Second free throw here is also no good. Here comes Valley Falls, 39-35 at 50 seconds to go. Dragons will go left side, into the lane. The falling away shot is up and missing. An offensive rebound, Dragons out on top. 3-point shot, no. Rebound underneath Horton. and the volleyball's perimeter shot has failed them here this evening. And as the ball gets into the forecourt, we're going to get a whistle and a foul on Cervantes. With 34 seconds to go, Damian Cervantes collects his third foul. And again, the Chargers coming to the free throw line. They've had some opportunities to ice this thing away and haven't been able to do it. Let's see what these free throws are. The first one is perfect by Wishrup. 40-35, 34 seconds to go. And now the Horton lead is 6. It is 41-35. Three-point shot. Nope. Rebound, Horton. Chargers into the forecourt. They're going to be able to salt this thing away, even though their foul is committed with 20 to go. What a great game we've seen. And for Valley Falls, the outside shots just would not fall tonight. The foul is going to be on. First free throw isn't good. I'm waiting to see who the foul is going to be on. Free throw is up and in for Cooper Wishrop. He's hit 4 in a row. Missed his first one. He's hit the next 4. This one, perfect. Hit 5 in a row. It is now 43-35. 20 seconds left. Horton is going to move on to the title game tomorrow night here on Care Radio. 3-point shot, right side, up short, rebound, tipped around. Wishrop's going to control it down. 10 seconds left. Valley Falls going to commit a foul. No, they're not even going to let him. It'll come across midcourt. That's going to do it. The final score tonight. The Horton Chargers, 43. Valley Falls, 35. And we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7. Stick around for our post-game show featuring your Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on, coming up right after this.
When you visit one of our 8 Union State Bank locations, you're bound to see familiar faces. That's because at USB, community is everything. We live, work, and play where you do, so you're seeing us at the Friday night football game, having lunch at the local cafe, and chasing our kids on the park playground. USB employees believe we are stronger with local ties and local financial decisions. That's why we hope you'll visit a Union State Bank location and find out why we love being a part of the community. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Crowd just, as they love to do in the semifinals games, they're kind of taking their time and lingering a little bit, savoring the moment, enjoying the win. The Horton fans and the Valley Falls fans, you also got to savor that season, the way these guys have played, the tremendous year they have had, and how closely that game got played. Let's recap the scoring for you. And first of all, 4, Valley Falls leading the way. Zach Evans, he's done it so many times for Valley Falls, and the senior tonight, 13 points to lead the Dragons. Double digits for Hayden Kearney also with 10, half a dozen Colin Kearney, Damian Cervantes with 4, and it was Flint Seymour knocking down 2 tonight for Valley Falls. For Horton, the two big guys came through when they needed them. Caden Smith, 13 points. And Dante Masqua, 11. 9 in the game for Cooper Wishrop, including 5 free throws in the fourth quarter to help seal the deal. Cannon Becker had a half a dozen, 2 tonight for Luke McAfee, and 2 more for Chandler Newman. In my mind, it is very clear. Your Bank of Atchison, or Union State now, Union State Bank, player of the game, Caden Smith. Dante Masqua, not red, Caden Smith, stepped up, took over, and was just phenomenal tonight. So Caden Smith, with his game-leading 13 points, is your Union State Bank Player of the Game. Tommy Paul's will end the season at 15-7. Horton will be in the championship game tomorrow night, and they move to 17-5. They're going to be up against the winner of the game coming up here before too long on Care Radio. And team two tonight, Pitt, Jefferson County North, and Mar Hill Mount Academy. We're going to take a little bit of a breather, get everything reset, and second game will be underway very shortly. Get the final score in game one tonight. It was Horton 43, Valley Falls 35. We're kicking it back to Joseph for a little while in the Care Sports Studio.
Thanks for listening to our coverage of local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and our postgame show featuring the Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Stay informed with game recaps and the latest sports schedule at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.